Hey guys, Will Durst here to welcome our elected representatives back to work, or rather back to their busy schedule of non-work, back to ducking the important issues in the manner of a whack-a-mole game during a power surge. Labor Day traditionally marks the bare knuckles return of the American political process, especially this year with the midterms less than 2 months away, looming like a gorilla on steroids in the pantry. And we here at Durst Co. have always wondered what our country's top politicos did to recharge for this stretch run. So it is with great pride that we share the results of our exhaustive research and reveal how they spent their summer vacations. President Barack Obama traded his foreign policy legacy for the chance to lower his handicap by a stroke. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell learned how to say no in 14 different languages. Florida Senator Marco Rubio held a series of mock debates with himself on the subject of immigration and lost every time. Vice President Joe Biden got a charisma implant, which alas, didn't take. Speaker of the House John Boehner cut some bitchin' rays. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Paul Ryan binge-watched Breaking Bad. Arizona Senator John McCain accepted the Curmudgeon Society of America's Man of the Year Award. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton surreptitiously measured the White House drapes. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush looked into legally changing his name. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid came up with a list of 47 ways to trick the GOP into shutting down the government again. Texas Senator Ted Cruz huddled with doctors attempting to tweak his meds to no avail. And finally, the consultant, Karl Rove, and the Koch brothers' oligarchy rented a private island and hunted down kidnapped homeless veterans. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.